News Talk 1620 WTAW, business at the last College Station City Council meeting included something we don't talk about very often, and that's wastewater. But expanding cities need expanded wastewater services, and the city, along with private developers, are involved in a joint project. And we hear more on what the council did at the last meeting from Water Services Director David Coleman.
What the council approved at this most recent meeting is the diversion of parkland. We've got a greenway, you know, the new hike and bike trail that goes down along the backside of the old Rock Prairie landfill. The new sewer line that's going to serve the medical district is going to follow along that same general route. And so we had to get the council's permission to, use the parkland property, the greenways where the hike and bike trail is, for that sewer line easement. So, you know, there's one place where the new sewer line is going to cut through the bike path, but we're going to restore it all back to its original condition. And this is all made possible by the fact that a couple months ago, the city council approved a participation agreement between the city of College Station and College Station Town Center, which is Mr. Murr's development, where he's going to be putting in senior living and kind of like a new little downtown area in that medical district. So the way it works is Mr. Murr needed a sewer line to come down to serve his development, but the city also needed a sewer line in that general area to divert flow from the Carter's Creek treatment plant down south to what's going to be the new expanded Lick Creek treatment plant. So we joined forces, the city and the developer, and we built the sewer line jointly. And in doing so, the developer saved money, and the city also saved money. The city saved about $900,000, if we had gone and done it by ourselves. So it's an excellent public-private partnership. It's an example of how the city and developers can work together for mutual benefit, save our ratepayers some money, and make development, you know, more feasible.
The anticipated timeline for this project is what?
They opened bids. The developer, College Station Town Center, is managing the construction project, and so they opened bids last week. The bids came in a bit under budget, which is always good news. And so they're going to be starting construction here, you know, as soon as they can get materials ordered. And it'll probably be complete, I'm guessing, in about 6 months.
And when the part of the hike and bike trail gets disturbed to build the sewer line or allow the line to be constructed, will there be some sort of public notification?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll put signs up at the start of the trail to let people know. I mean, you know, our first choice would be to have maybe a little diversion where people can just detour off the path and continue on their way around the construction work. But if that's not possible for whatever reason, then we'll put signs up at the start of the trail that says, hey, please be aware that the trail is going to be closed, you know, right before you get to Fitch, which is where the construction work is going to be, just on the north side of Fitch, where the hike and bike trail goes underneath the road.
And then a little bit of information about the expanded Lick Creek plant and how that's going to serve that part of College Station.
Right. The plant itself serves the south side of College Station. But when we did our wastewater master plan, it was very obvious that the most economical way to, you know, expand our treatment plant capacity is to do all of the expansion at the Lick Creek plant and leave the Carter's Creek plant basically as is. So as the flow increases in the north side of town, what we're going to do is take that flow down to the plant and divert a portion of it down to the south. So we'll have a big pump station there at the Carter's Creek plant that's going to take a sizable portion of the flow that comes from the north side of town and divert it down south so that the new expanded Lick Creek plant can handle that capacity.
And at the same time, the Lick Creek plant is or is going to be able to handle the growing capacity of the ongoing development in the south part of College Station.
Yeah, that's right. We're at 30% design right now on the new treatment plant. We'll be starting construction probably in about a year. The expanded plant should be up and operational in 2020, just in time to meet the new demands caused by the growth.
Thanks again to Dave Coleman, the City of College Station's Water Services Director, for the interview a few days after the City Council approved the request for a 30-foot-wide public utility easement on Parkland and Greenway property for this sewer line extension that will impact the Lick Creek Hike and Bike Trail. Among the questions Dave Coleman was asked of at the last council meeting, one from John Nichols regarding how the vegetation will be cleared out for the sewer line will be replaced.
My point is, I've walked that trail, and it's beautiful natural scenery up in there.
Yes, sir.
And I assume that some of what I was looking at, that those trees are going to be gone, because it looks like it's going to come pretty close to the trail.
Yes,
so
sir.
So that'd be some of the natural post oaks water oaks.
Yeah, we'll have to clear that 30-foot-wide easement, but we can certainly replant trees.
Well, yeah, I know you could replant
a lot of big trees.
Some trees, but it isn't going to look like it did before. And that's okay. I'm not going to object to it. I just wanted to see how much of the natural vegetation you're going to lose within the sight line
trail. We walked this route and tried to minimize the impact to the trees, the natural vegetation, as much as possible.
It's pretty thick up in there. You're taking out 30-foot wide stretch. You're going to take out a lot of stuff that's visible from the trail, I suspect. So I think we just got to live with it because you've got to fit it through there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm just curious about that. Thank you for the help on the fact you're only going to be breaking the concrete in one place at most.
Another member of the College Station City Council with comments, James Benham.
Why wouldn't you be able to run it just straight down the property line for Bevisma? I mean, we're a partner in Bevisma. I was just curious on that one. Is it gravity? Is that why?
Well, it's the topography of the site, and this was the best route for it. I don't know the exact answer to your question, but we are obviously on Bevisma property in two places, but I don't know if there's TCEQ regulations that prevent it from being that close to the actual landfill itself.
Okay. I mean, if you say it's optimal, I believe you, it's optimal. I'm certainly disappointed we just finished spending an enormous amount of money building a sidewalk, and we're going to tear it up and then put it back down. And we're going to have a significant impact on the foliage around that. So I'll express my equal disappointment in losing that. But, we have to have this. There's really no choice. So this is a part of the deal. So is it budgeted to actually replant behind it?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And we're working with, this is, obviously the project is being managed by College Station Town Center and their engineer. So we're working closely with EHRA, the engineering firm that's doing the work. And we're making sure that he meets Mr. Griesbach's requirements, as well as revegetating wherever possible.
We spent $1 million a mile building this, and then we tore up part of it for Lakeway, and then we're going to tear another part up for this. I just have the feeling like we knew about Lakeway, and we knew about this wastewater easement.
It's like buying a computer. If you wait for the latest and greatest computer, you'll never buy one. We waited for every little
right to your
thing
heart,
that's going to impact this hike and bike trail.
He knows me. He's speaking my language.
Then it would have never been built.
No, you're right. I use that argument all the time on obsolescence. If you wait for the latest version, you never buy anything.
Right.
Then you have a lot of gadgets.
Yeah, I do. I have all the gadgets. I have all of them. I wish it could have been sequenced. I respect what you're saying. So I would just say that they're already cut off, Mayor, and so we might as well approve this, and let's just rip the Band-Aid off, get the paint over while they're cut off.
Again, the 30-foot-wide public utility easement on Parkland, which will cross the Lick Creek Hike and Bike Trail, was approved by the City Council. It was also endorsed by the College Station Parks Board. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.